Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price starting the week off with you. Thank you so much for having us on today. Austin will be digging into why this cloud cover moved into the area a few minutes ago. He'll have a nice explanation for that. And also looking at a five-day forecast heading in to the weekend. So we'll get that all covered for you. But first, let's go ahead and look at the three important things that you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, motorists will experience shoulder closures this week as construction on the Navarre Beach Causeway seawall continues. The $1.1 million construction contract was set to expire on April 2nd. However, due to the construction phase here, they found that there were additional problems that need to be fixed. So, weather permitting, the project should be completed by Friday.
All right, and your second of the top three stories this afternoon. More than 3 weeks into the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, National Hurricane Center forecasters are monitoring a system 450 miles east of Bermuda. The system's forecast to continue moving northeastward at 5 to 10 miles per hour over the open central Atlantic poses no threat to land and no threat to the Gulf of America. Forecasters also confirmed tropical development over the Gulf looks unfavorable through June.
Okay, and we will look into story number three this afternoon. In response to the U.S. launching airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites, local military bases across Northwest Florida are maintaining their current security levels. Eglin has not increased security measures. Hurlburt Field, NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field have not responded to any security protocol changes. Authorities continue to assess the security needs of our local military installations.
All right. Just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. Brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And let's see. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on from what I can see. Our worst looking spot is probably going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that's to be expected this time every afternoon. It's cloudy, rainy in some spots. Be on the lookout for that. It's 80 degrees right now, low of 76 this evening. Tomorrow, going to have some slight rain chances maybe in the middle of your day, but it shouldn't be anything too severe. High of 93, low of 77. And today's Blue Angels, history of the Blue Angels, that is brought to you by Calvert's in the Heights.
The late 1940s saw the Blue Angels move their home base from NAS Jacksonville to NAS Corpus Christi and finally to Whiting Field outside Pensacola. By the end of the decade, the Blue Angels had expanded their team to 6 aircraft and made the transition to the jet age, trading in their propeller-driven Bearcats for Grumman's new jet, the F-9F Panther. Flying jets allowed the Blue Angels to fly even tighter formations because there was no prop wash or engine torque to contend with, as there was on propeller-driven craft. The first show in these new jets was at NAS Pensacola in August of 1949. 51 shows were performed in 1949, the last being in Mobile to commemorate the grand opening of the new Bates Field Municipal Airport. The 1950 season had 22 shows, including season openers at NAS Pensacola and Whiting Field. But the season was cut short by the conflict in Korea. The Navy was in need of qualified fighter pilots, and in June of 1950, the Blue Angels were ordered deactivated and into active combat duty status. After a farewell performance for the home-based Pensacola community, the Blue Angels headed west, stopping briefly for their final air show in Dallas. Off Korea, the team formed the nucleus of Fighter Squadron 191 aboard the aircraft carrier USS Princeton. The squadron was nicknamed Satan's Kittens, and their squadron insignia was designed by none other than Walt Disney himself. Their primary mission was to provide close air support and reconnaissance missions. The leader of the Blue Angels, Lieutenant Commander Johnny Magda, was shot down and killed off North Korea's northeast coast on March 8, 1951. Later that same year, the Chief of Naval Operations saw a recurring need for a flight demonstration team and ordered the Blue Angels reactivated. The team's stated mission was to demonstrate precision techniques of naval aviation to Navy personnel and, if directed, to the public. Lieutenant Commander Butch Voris, the team's original leader, was called upon to reorganize the flight demonstration team, this time returning their home base to the Naval Air Advanced Training Command at NAS Corpus Christi. Two pilots who were with the Blue Angels just prior to the Korean conflict were selected as part of the new six-man team. The first public showing of the new Blue Angels was at the Memphis Mid-South Navy Festival on June 19, 1952. Also in 1952, the Blue Angels flew their first joint air show with the newly formed Air Force Thunderbirds. I'll be back with more after this.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
Witness an ejection at supersonic speed and see the Blue Angels move their home base back to Florida. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
The cost of health care is all over the news. Tune in Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, plus they're now offering 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take the stress and cost out of healthcare. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, the bulk of what we talked about today had to do with the attack on Iran. Is it constitutional? What about the War Powers Act? Was it justified? Were they on the verge of having a nuclear weapon? What does the intelligence community assessment mean? Is that relevant? What exactly happened during the attack? And when did President Trump make the decision? All the comments from the President, Secretary of Defense, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Secretary of State, and more. Listen to the podcast on NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes...
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Austin, law enforcement here in Florida say they've recovered dozens of missing children during an operation over the past couple of weeks. Eben Brown, down in Miami with this story for us.
Federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies in and around Tampa say they found 60 children they had believed to be critically missing as part of an operation now being called one of the most successful recoveries in U.S. history. Operation Dragon Eye focused on locating children missing from the Tampa area and also resulted in the arrests of 8 people for things like kidnapping and trafficking. The U.S. Marshals Service says those children were likely subjected to exploitation, abuse, and violence. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Iran going nuclear is a pipe dream at this point, or at least that's what Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday on Fox News. He made the comments after Saturday's U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear sites, and DeSantis said that he expects Iran will act through their proxies to deliver more terrorism in the region. He believes Iran may have taken advantage of the border policy that existed under President Biden.
Okay, so you're pulling out the political card this afternoon. Let me drop one on you as well. Florida District 1 Congressman Jimmy Patronis is reacting to Saturday's bombing of Iran's nuclear facilities. He said it was a loud, clear message to Iran from President Trump.
Not just the United States isn't going to stand for it. I feel like this was an important part of Trump's whole pass to the Middle East a few weeks ago, was to talk to those world leaders in the Middle East, you know, make it loud and clear publicly that they are allies of the United States. What's important to you? Well, what's important to you is going to be important to me, and since we all agree on this same topic, no nukes in Iran.
All right. And a woman is recovering after she was bitten by something in the waters off Florida's Broward County. Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue says she was swimming at Fort Lauderdale Beach on Saturday morning when she was bitten. They think it was a barracuda. The victim was taken to the hospital with what's described as a minor injury, luckily.
Yeah, the only way a barracuda gets you is if you get in the way of a barracuda. They're a type of a species that does not really attack. But if you get in their direct way, if they're coming right and you stand in their way, you're going to get hit on that one. Florida's Attorney General is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn an injunction blocking criminal enforcement of illegal immigrant arrivals here in Florida. Grinnell Scott has more.
State Attorney General James Uthmeyer wants to clear the way for enforcement of a state Senate bill currently blocked by injunction. The bill seeks to criminalize immigrant entry into the state under three conditions: if they were previously deported, denied entry originally, or have evaded immigration enforcement. Uthmeyer seeks an emergency order from the High Court, claiming in his written appeal that the injunction impacts Florida's sovereign prerogative to protect its citizens. The appeal was submitted to Justice Clarence Thomas, with guidance on enforcement expected in a matter of days. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, a large list of stolen logins have been discovered. Now, this is pretty interesting this afternoon, and they're telling me it's a big list. Even Brown has more.
A new report compiled by Cyber News says researchers may have stumbled onto a trove of stolen digital credentials that most likely has been traded many times around the internet. They learned this data contains information for 16 billion accounts on websites or other online services, stuff like usernames and passwords. They surmise it was compiled over time using more than one type of malware stealing the passwords. If you fear your information is compromised, the best thing to do now would be to change your password to something not so easy to guess. Eben Brown, Fox News.
You know, I do that a lot. I do change my passwords. And doggone it, I forget them all the time.
I got to keep mine jotted down.
I have to go
down.
To a forgot password function. Oh, come on. Hey, listen, stocks ended up today as oil prices tumbled on the hopes Iran doesn't disrupt the global flow of crude. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending higher as investors monitor the ongoing unrest in the Middle East. Oil prices fell after spiking earlier in the trading day, and Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman making dovish comments today regarding interest rates. She said she would support cutting rates as soon as July if inflation pressures continue to ease or if signs of labor market weakness intensify. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech and industrials leading the charge while energy lagged. The Dow winners, Microsoft, IBM, and Home Depot, the Dow decliners, United Health Group, Amgen, and Chevron. The Dow rising 375 points, the Nasdaq higher by 184, S&P 500 up 57. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. And as I look over your shoulder there, it looks like it might be improving a little bit out there.
Really? Yeah, it does look like it's clearing up some. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Yes, let's see. We'll actually start with the weather here. We're sitting at around 80 degrees. There was some cloudiness, some light rain in some areas. It's looking clearer in our neck of the woods right now. Tonight's low is going to be 76 degrees. Tomorrow we'll have some slight rain chances with a high of 93 and a low of 77. As for the roads, we're not dealing with too much traffic congestion. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so.
Okay, life-threatening heat conditions are prompting alerts for 147 million Americans. This is in 28 states across the U.S. And before we give the story about this, I also want to add a little bit of caveat to this. It appeals to people, human beings, in terms of how to deal with the heat. Mm. When you're doing this, don't forget about the pets. The pets need hydration as well. And I always tell people every summer, and have been doing it for probably three or four decades now, in the summertime, walk Fido on the grass and not on the asphalt.
Burns their feet.
Burns the heck out of their feet. Here's Robert Ray. He has the latest weather for us.
Extreme heat warnings like in Chicago, where they are challenging a 95-year record. In fact, 97 degrees was what it hit in June of 1930. Will they touch that? We shall see. But people are packing to the beaches and in Lake Michigan, doing everything they can to cool off. And speaking of cooling off, cooling stations at libraries and city halls for those that need it. Hydration is key. This is the first major heat wave of the summer, and it's firing up across not only the Midwest, but heading to the eastern half of the United States. The Northeast going to be sweltering on Tuesday and Wednesday. In Chicago, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
I know in teaching environmental science, I would, especially with the summertime classes, just to remind folks, pets' body mass, 80% water. Mm. They need a lot of water, more than you need. A human body, I think about 60%. So your pets really need a lot of water. Don't forget to hydrate them this summertime. they will thank you for it, I promise you.
Absolutely. And Republican Senator Rand Paul, one of many voicing opposition to the Trump administration strikes against Iran. He took to X writing, quote, "We must not forget Congress holds the war power. If we don't, our nation drifts further from both liberty and peace." His post was attached to an op-ed in The Hill by law professor Jonathan Turley, who described the efforts by the nation's founders to limit presidents' ability to wage military offensives. Paul and Trump have clashed over other issues, including tariffs and raising the debt limit.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Monday afternoon. The Secretary of Homeland Security is discussing the possibility of threats in the U.S. after those strikes against Iran's nuclear sites. Kevin Yurinsky has more.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem spoke at the opening of a new border protection facility in West Virginia, acknowledging the rise in concern.
We recognize that as tensions escalate, that means that there could be more potential for threats here at home.
She also touched on the possibility of Middle Eastern migrants already in the U.S. becoming radicalized.
That is why we continue every day to go out and identify individuals that could be a threat to our homeland.
Noem adding that while the focus is on Iran right now, potential threats remain widespread.
It's North Korea, Russia, China, consistently every single day are trying to threaten our way of life.
The secretary did not single out any specific threat. Kevin Yurecki, Fox News.
And a private company creating the largest ICE detention center in California, CoreCivic, will convert its 2,500-bed facility in California City into the state's largest migrant detention center. The agreement with ICE is part of a federal effort to expand detention capacity. Governor Gavin Newsom previously tried to block private prisons from housing ICE detainees, but a federal court ruled that he cannot prevent private firms from assisting immigration enforcement.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to consider the case of a man who says his religious rights were violated when prison officials cut off his drag lots. It happens. Jessica Rosenthal is looking into the story for us.
Damon Landor has been told by a judge and the Louisiana-based Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that he doesn't get monetary damages after prison officials cut off his dreadlocks. Landor, a practicing Rastafarian, had taken a vow not to cut his hair, and he hadn't done so in 20 years. His attorney said there's already legal precedent on this that sides with him. Now, Louisiana's attorney general has acknowledged that what happened to Landor was wrong. She said they're ensuring this accommodation for future Rastafarian prisoners. But the court system so far has said what happened should not necessarily result in him getting any money out of it. Landor was sentenced to 5 months in prison back in 2019 for cocaine and methamphetamine possession. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Man, 20 years without cutting your hair. That sounds unimaginable to me.
Sounds like a problem to me. That's not, it just sounds like a big darn problem.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's rough.
Okay, coming up in about 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes, actually, we're going to talk and give you a recap of the what happened over the weekend with sports. But more so, we're going to talk about the LSU winning the World Series.
Whoa!
Coming up in less than five on News Radio 92.3. Go Tigers!
Fox News, I'm Tom Ergani. President Trump has reacted to Iran's retaliatory attack on a U.S. airbase in Qatar. Fox's Rich Edson reports.
The president taking to Truth Social. He says Iran has officially responded to our obliteration of their nuclear facilities with a very weak response, which we expected and have very effectively countered. There have been 14 missiles fired. 13 were knocked down. One was set free because it was headed in a non-threatening direction.
The president says no Americans were harmed. President Trump is set to travel to The Hague tomorrow, where he'll meet with other NATO members to discuss defense spending.
He is going to try to convince the other 32 member nations to increase their defense spending from 2% of the GDP, which 22 out of the 32 NATO countries do right now, to 5%. So much of the focus and the concern over the last couple of years here in Europe has been on Russia. Now it is shifting to Iran.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Party
down with a big bang as Shelton Fireworks celebrates being in business for 50 years. They're located on I-10 and Exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks. They have the largest finale cakes and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's got it. Located on I-10 and Exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to SheltonsFireworks.com. Shelton's Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Join Teddy Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
All motorists will experience shoulder closures this week as construction on the Navarre Beach Causeway seawall continues. The $1.1 million construction contract was set to expire on April 2nd. However, during the construction phase, additional problems were identified. Weather permitting, the project should be completed by Friday.
Okay, the second story we're watching this afternoon, more than 3 weeks into the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, National Hurricane Center forecasters are monitoring a system 450 miles east of Bermuda. Let me point this out. This is east of Bermuda.
Right.
Something you really don't even have to worry about. The system's forecast it's continuing to move northeastward, even away from the United States here, at 5 to 10 miles per hour over the open Central Atlantic. Poses absolutely no threat to land, no threat to the Gulf of America. Forecasters also confirming tropical development over the Gulf looks unfavorable through the month of June.
All right, and your third and final top story this afternoon. In response to the U.S. launching airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites, local military bases across northwest Florida are maintaining their current security levels. Eglin has not increased security measures. Hurlburt Field, NAS Pensacola, and NAS Whiting Field have not responded to any security protocol changes. Authorities continue to assess the security needs of our military installations.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Austin, did you break out the baby gear? I mean, because we've got to start celebrating here. The Gulf Breeze Zoo has a new baby.
Ooh.
Kalani, a female reticular giraffe born last month and now stands 6 feet tall, weighs 151 pounds. What's unique about this? In the birthing process, the female giraffe stands and the baby's delivered standing. That yeah. baby drops 6 feet.
Right.
So the odds are like, hey, be careful.
Yeah. Got to be resilient.
Anyway, the zoo opens at 9 daily, located on Gulf Breeze Parkway along Highway 98. It is the home to more than 1,000 exotic animals and now home to a new baby giraffe.
Excellent.
I loved cruising down 98, especially heading east. Right when you pass the zoo, you can look off to the right, and that's where all the giraffes are. You can see their heads popping up over the fences.
Yeah, looking at what's going on.
The zoo's great. Do support it. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. And Santa Rosa County's SAFE Act could be going to communities nationwide. Sheriff Bob Johnson is presenting the program to his peers at the National Association of Sheriffs annual conference. It was being held through Thursday in Fort Lauderdale. The SAFE Act originated in Santa Rosa County and was signed into law across Florida last year.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm for the first time.
The NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
On ABC, NBA season ended in Oklahoma City, where the Thunder won the championship with 103-91 victory over the Indiana Pacers in a deciding Game 7. The MVP of the finals, same player who won MVP for the regular season, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
That's why you play the sport. You play the sport to win. You play every sport to win. We have a team full of competitors. And, we did what it took this year to be champions, and we deserve this. We rose to the moment, and here we are.
NBA Finals MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with ABC. After he scored 29 points and dished out 12 assists in Game 7, Jalen Williams added 20 points for the Thunder. Chet Holmgren had 18. The Pacers lost star Tyrese Haliburton just past the midway mark of the first quarter.
Halliburton's hurt right away when he fell. Of course, that strained calf. He's in pain, so emotional.
On ABC, Tyrese Haliburton, who was playing with a strained calf in his right leg, suffered an Achilles injury in the same limb and was done for the night.
What happened with Tyrese is all of our hearts dropped. But he will be back. He authored one of the great individual playoff runs in the history of the NBA with dramatic play after dramatic play. It was just something that no one's ever seen.
Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle. Indiana responded to Halliburton's injury by carrying a one-point lead into the second half, but then the Pacers got outscored 56-43 the rest of the way. Blockbuster NBA trade. 15-time All-Star Kevin Durant dealt from the Suns to the Rockets. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars locking down their top draft pick. Travis Hunter agreed to a four-year contract worth more than $46 million. The fully guaranteed deal includes more than $30 million in upfront signing bonus. He was taken second overall back in April.
I liked his take when he was flying to Jacksonville for the first time. He was on that airliner, and he sat next to an elderly lady, and he helped her with her bags. And
yeah, that went viral, yeah.
Nice guy. Started off really nice. That's cool. Ceremonial groundbreaking set at the site of the Athletics' new Las Vegas baseball stadium. Kristen Goodwin has more on the story.
The Athletics Stadium is being built at the former site of the Tropicana Hotel and Casino on the Las Vegas Strip. The Tropicana was imploded last October to make room for the $1.75 billion ballpark. The baseball team making their search for a home outside of Oakland, California, official in May of 2021. The stadium is scheduled to be completed in time for the A's to move in by their 2028 opening day, with more than 30,000 seats for fans. A's president Mark Badain recently saying he expects foundation work to begin at the site in July. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I'd have to say there was a lot of excitement on the LSU campus in Baton Rouge. Let me tell you, once again, the Tigers are on top of the college baseball world. Tim McMaster has more from LSU's big win.
LSU completed the first undefeated run through the College World Series since 2013.
Tiger Town is title town again as the boys bring the eighth World Series title back to the Bayou.
Courtesy ABC, the Tigers topped Coastal Carolina 5-3 in the clincher for the program's second title in the last 3 years. Co-aces Kate Anderson and Anthony Ianson started the final two games, tossing 15 and a third innings, allowing 3 runs while striking out 19. The SEC has won the last 6 national titles. The clincher not without controversy. Coastal Carolina head coach Kevin Schnall and first base coach Matt Schilling ejected in the bottom of the first inning for arguing balls and strikes. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We all knew what Tyrese Haliburton was risking playing through a calf injury, and unfortunately he tore his Achilles in Game 7 of the NBA Finals last night. And it's absolutely horrible that Haliburton now joins the list this postseason with Jason Tatum and Damian Lillard, as all three suffered the same unfortunate fate. So before the 2025-2026 season could even start, the Celtics, Bucks, and Pacers are all wounded, and that puts even more pressure on teams like the Knicks and Cavs to win it all next season, because right now the East is wide open. I'm Zach Gelb.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Uber Eats has deals all summer long. Get ice cream, soda, and snacks from your favorite stores like Wegmans or CVS and make the most of every moment. That sounds like a good summer. Order now on Uber Eats. Terms apply. Product availability varies by region. See app for details.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, big changes may be coming to an aspect of healthcare known as prior authorization, and it could speed up the process of getting a patient's medication or procedure moving along quicker. Jessica Rosenthal tells us the details.
It's a process that happens every day. You get a prescription, but the pharmacy tells you they need prior authorization to see if your plan will cover it. Before they give the medication to you, they have to contact the insurance company and your doctor. It can delay getting a medication for several days. This prior authorization process can also impact one's ability to get a procedure or a scan. Now the group America's Health Insurance Plans tells Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. the insurance companies will voluntarily work to make this process faster and simpler, with a goal of addressing 80% of electronic prior authorization requests in real time by the year 2027, as long as those requests are accompanied by all the necessary documents. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And a new study ranks states' usage of the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, 988. The medical journal JAMA Network Open shows Alaska came in at number one, followed by Vermont and New York. Delaware, Alabama, and Florida had the lowest usage of 988, so that's good. The service fielded over 16 million calls, texts, and chats between July of 2022 and the end of 2024.
443 News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. While you should be aware of scoliosis every month, June is dedicated to raising awareness of the disease that affects millions of Americans. Lisa Brady describes the disease and tells you how you can get checked.
This is House Call for Health. June is Scoliosis Awareness Month to highlight the growing need for early detection, awareness, and public education of the disease. The Scoliosis Research Society describes it as a condition of side-to-side spinal curves that measure greater than 10 degrees. So on an X-ray, it looks more like a C or an S than a straight line. It happens to kids and teens as they grow, so regular screenings are suggested. The Mayo Clinic says treatment can include wearing a brace or even surgery, depending on how large a spinal curve is. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Abortion numbers are rising. A new survey pointing to pills prescribed by telehealth as the main reason for the increase. CJ Papa has more for us.
The data coming from the We Count Project of the Society of Family Planning, which supports abortion access, shows in the months before the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, about 1 in 20 abortions was accessed by telehealth. But in the last 3 months of 2024, it was up to 1 in 4 abortions. The biggest jump came in the middle of 2023 when laws in some Democratic-controlled states took effect with provisions intended to protect medical professionals who use telehealth to prescribe pills to patients in states where abortion is banned or where there are laws restricting telehealth abortion. CJ Papa, Fox News.
445, well, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
I sure am. Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special. That's why they double all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cashback Match. You can see terms at discover.com/creditcard. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Do have some backup still on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, your worst looking spot's probably going to be Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. No confirmation of an accident, but we do have some heavy congestion in that area. As for your local weather, 80 degrees, going to be a low of 76 tonight. Tomorrow, going to have some slight rain chances throughout the middle of your day. Shouldn't result in much, if anything, though. Tuesday's high is going to be 93 with a low of 77.
Oh, stay connected. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Millions of Americans continue to be baked by high temps. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean makes her way in, has the latest in this Fox weather forecast.
The biggest story in weather this week is the extreme heat covering the eastern half of the country. Many all-time records will be threatened the next few days, especially along the I-95 corridor, with temperatures and humidity combined making it feel well over 100 degrees. Please take care if you are susceptible to heat-related illnesses. Meanwhile, the risk of heavy rain and strong storms for sections of the central and southern plains just west of that ridge of high pressure anchored across the east. Fox Weather has all your latest details. I'm Gianna Steen, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, even after the U.S. engaged in Israel's war against Iran over the weekend by striking three nuclear sites, the Dow gaining 375 points, the S&P 500 up by nearly 60, and the Nasdaq has gained 183. Novo Nordisk today saying they're ending its collaboration with Hims & Hers due to concerns about the telehealth company's sales and promotion of cheaper knockoffs of the weight loss drug Wegovy. Shares of Hims & Hers lost more than 32%, while Novo Nordisk shed more than 5%. More tankers are reversing course away from the Strait of Hormuz as concerns rise on the possible closure of the vital artery to world trade. Meanwhile, crude oil futures for August delivery falling 9% today, sitting above $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 448 News Radio, 92.3. Customers of a major fast food restaurant chain are being urged to spend their money elsewhere this week. Interesting. Tanya J. Powers has the report.
This week, McDonald's is set to join the ever-growing list of companies targeted by boycotts. It's being organized by the People's Union USA, the movement behind boycotts of Target and Walmart. As part of their economic blackout tour, the group is urging Americans to refrain from spending money at McDonald's between June 24th and 30th. The fast food chain has already been battling a boycott since 2023, led by a different group for allegedly complying with the Israeli military in the Gaza Strip. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And artificial intelligence startup Anthropic's safety tests have found that most AI models, including Meta, Google, OpenAI, and its own, resort to blackmail if it feels threatened. The San Francisco-based company set up a safety scenario giving the AI models access to fictional company emails. When an email discussion appeared about replacing the current AI model, the AI model threatened the engineer with publicly releasing a fictitious compromising email. Anthropic says the findings suggest that most leading AI models will engage in harmful behaviors when given sufficient autonomy.
449 News Radio 92.3, the Trump administration's recently increased steel tariffs will hit consumer appliances today. In fact, they did hit today. Jeff Manasso has that story.
President Trump's 50% tariff on steel is now also in effect on additional steel derivative products, with fears of price increases on home appliances, including refrigerators, washers, and dryers. Though major appliance maker Whirlpool and its CEO Mark Bitzer is applauding steel tariffs that also prevent foreign competitors from getting around them, telling Fox Business Thursday.
Tariffs don't necessarily mean higher prices. They mean more production in the U.S. and ultimately also more competitive environment in the U.S. and a competitive setup.
The Michigan-based Whirlpool Corporation has also since announced major investments in its U.S. manufacturing. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Rite Aid closing more than 800 stores. The latest round of more than 100 location closures across 11 states, including California, New York, and Pennsylvania, were unveiled in court documents on Friday. The company is in the process of selling some of its storefronts and prescription files to other retail pharmacy chains, and it has been listing dozens of stores designated for closure weekly as part of its second bankruptcy filing.
10 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. It's 4:50. There's a new way to get around one Texas city. Fox's Daria Albinger says, if Elon Musk has his way, you'll be able to get one in other places too. And soon. Here's Daria.
A few dozen driverless Tesla Model Ys were spotted traversing Austin, Texas, early Sunday morning. CEO Elon Musk posted on his social media platform X that the robo-taxi launch would start that afternoon. Riders could get a Lyft for a flat fee of $4.20. The launch was much smaller than Musk would have liked, in part due to pushback from lawmakers. A group of Democratic state senators and House members had asked the company to delay the debut until a new autonomous vehicle law took effect in September. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration also wants to know how the company would handle things like adverse weather and crashes. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
Okay, a major weight loss drug manufacturer is cutting off a telemedicine service. Oh, you know this one. You know the little jingle and tune. You hear that all the time. Wegovy. That one. Well, it's all about Wegovy. If you don't know by now, here's Jenny Casola with more.
Novo Nordisk says it will no longer be working with Hims & Hers Health, and its weight loss medication Wegovy will no longer be available through the service. Novo Nordisk is accusing Hims & Hers of failing to adhere to the law, which prohibits mass sales of compounded drugs. The drug company says there is no longer a shortage, so Hims & Hers was supposed to be moving patients off knockoff compounded medications onto Wegovy. Novo Nordisk Executive Vice President David Moore accuses Hims & Hers of an illegal sham, claiming to be personalizing treatment, instead jeopardizing the health of Americans by using unauthorized components made in China. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
All right, 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour on this Monday afternoon, right here on News Radio 92.3.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
All right, heads up, it's cool. Yeah, we're going to check it out here. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3, and it is improving out there.
Yeah, we were dealing with some cloudiness and some maybe light rainfall even in some areas, but it is. It's looking over our shoulder here. Sunny, blue, but partly cloudy, I'd say. Just a beautiful day. Let's see. We do have some backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and Nine Mile Road. Also got some developing at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess. Your worst-looking spot outside of those couple of intersections, though, would have to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 80 degrees. Going to be a low of 76 tonight. Tomorrow may have some slight rain chances in the middle of your day, but it's going to be a high of 93 and a low of 77.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, How to Train Your Dragon continues to fly high at the weekend box office. Here's the latest. Fox has it for you.
How to Train Your Dragon, bringing in $37 million in ticket sales to hold on to the number one slot in its second weekend.
Maybe they're not as bad as we think they are.
In case you forgot, our prayer
parents' war is about to become ours.
The Universal Pictures live-action remake remained the top film. It's amassed more than $358 million worldwide. 28 years later, debuts in second place, pulling in $30 million. The post-zombie apocalypse feature comes 25 years after 28 Days Later and 18 years after its sequel, 28 Weeks Later. Pixar's Elio comes in third place, earning a modest $21 million. It marks the lowest opening ever for Pixar. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
And Kevin Durant had been traded to the Houston Rockets this weekend, but get this. He found out about the move while giving a live interview. In a now viral video on X, the forward is seen learning about his trade from the Phoenix Suns to the Rockets while on stage on a panel at Fanatics Fest in New York City on Sunday. He was speaking with panel moderator Taylor Rooks when the crowd started yelling about the trade news. In the video, Durant seems confused and asks the crowd to repeat themselves. Rooks told Durant, "You're headed to Houston? How does that sound?" He replied, "We're going to see, man. We're going to see." In classic KD fashion. Oh, no, it's all right.
All right. 457. News Radio 92.3, another home with Hollywood history is up for sale. Fox's Paul Stevens has more on this is really iconic home. Listen to this one.
A home once rented by actress Audrey Hepburn is on the market for the first time in 34 years. The 6,000-square-foot Georgian-style home is in the Brentwood section of Los Angeles and dates back to 1939. The current asking price is $10.8 million.
It's like Tiffany's.
Tiffany's? You mean the jewelry store?
That's right. I'm crazy about Tiffany's.
Audrey Hepburn in 1961's Breakfast at Tiffany's. Hepburn was married to actor Mel Ferrer when she rented the Brentwood home from Hollywood actress Deborah Kerr around 1957, though the exact date is not known. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And Bad Company and Mott the Hoople co-founder Mick Ralphs is dead at the age of 81. His rep confirmed his death on Monday, but no cause was announced. Ralphs wrote hit songs for Bad Company like Can't Get Enough and Feel Like Making Love, and the guitarist also wrote Rock and Roll Queen for Mott the Hoople.
Okay, this is fun. If you're looking for something to do and maybe you want to get the kids involved and you're involved as well, AMC Theaters, bringing back its family-friendly summer movie program with discounted tickets prices.
Yeah.
And Lord knows we can appreciate those discounted ticket prices.
Absolutely. Sure.
Tanya J. Powers has more from the movies.
The AMC Summer Movie Camp program is coming to 280 locations across the country and runs through mid-August with movies like Minions, The Rise of Gru, and Despicable Me 4.
Despicable.
Also on the list, The Wild Robot and Shrek.
We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
As well as The Secret Life of Pets.
We are the flushed pets thrown away by our owners, and now we're out for revenge. It's like a club. But with biting and scratching.
Films screen on Mondays and Wednesdays with $3 tickets when purchased at the box office. Find out more at amctheaters.com. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, Floridians, relief will have to wait as action on property tax cuts push back to 2026. That's the earliest homeowners could see cuts to their bill, at least at the state level, after property tax reductions were left out of a tax package approved by lawmakers June 16th. Well, Governor DeSantis says property tax cuts are the real culprit, pinching residents' pocketbooks, not sales taxes. There you go. You heard it.
Simple as that.
Absolutely. Hey, coming up, more news, sports, weather. We'll talk about it in about 12 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.